Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football! What's happening? Welcome to Good Morning Football live in New York City. It's a Friday in May. It feels like a Friday in May. I'm Jamie Erdahl. That's Kyle Brandt. Jason McCourty and Peter Schrager bringing a business Monday to a casual Friday.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'm still digesting the schedule. It's still business time. I don't know about you. There's no summer Fridays here.
Football in June. Exactly what we want to be talking about. Here we go. But it's still May. Time for the lead block.
Lead block.
There's a lot of buzz in New York City right now. And obviously, it's because you've got a four-time MVP in Aaron Rodgers joining the young upstart New York Jets. Still strange to say, but we're going with it. But the other team here in New York is, by comparison, quietly, and part of us thinks that the Giants want to be having a quietly built offseason. They extend Daniel Jones. They franchise tag Saquon Barkley. They pick up Darren Waller, the tight end from the Raiders, and they got some big help in the draft. First round pick Deontay Banks signed his rookie deal yesterday, and then on day two, they go out and grab center John Michael Schmitz and speedy wide receiver Jalen Hyatt, who many thought that was a big get for the Giants. But guys, let's call it like it is. It's May. 32 fan bases have high hopes right now. Yep. But these two New York teams, who would be a bigger letdown if the Giants, who, again, got their guy at quarterback now for the next couple of years, or the Jets fell short of the expectations that are being set for them this season?
Well, Giants or Jets, I was coming into the studio, so I come up the elevator this morning. I'm making my way to my room, and as I walk by, I see that the one Emmy trophy was looking lonely, in need of another one.
Nice.
And those were the words of Aaron Rodgers in his introductory press conference to the New York Jets. I saw that Lombardi over there, and it's looking mighty lonely. Those are the expectations for the Jets season. It is to win it all. Jets fans have been through a roller coaster ride of quarterbacks, and then you multiply that by the roller coaster ride of this offseason. It was reported as soon as the season ended, Aaron Rodgers could be coming to the Jets. Darkness retreats, Pat McAfee show. When is this thing going to happen? Joe Douglas on stage saying Rodgers is coming. Still, it wasn't happening. Finally, the Jets were able to land their quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and fans have been going berserk. Everything he does, him just showing up at the facility, him being there for offseason workouts, whether the pass to Garrett Wilson was on time, behind him, we have dissected every single thing.
He's a little behind him.
3,000 times we've seen this.
3,000 times.
Looks
everything
good.
Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets, the expectations are so high for this team. Their defense was really good last year. The missing piece was the quarterback position, and they got it. They have Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the best quarterbacks that have ever played the game. So to me, if they don't match those expectations this season, it is for sure. Then the Giants are building something. If they have to hit reset for a half a season or something, so hey, they still have their coach, their GM, and are on an upward trend.
Can you set the bar for us then? So you say Lombardi's, and we did it with this great analogy with the Emmy.
Yeah.
The Jets have been to the playoffs since 2010. And you're telling me that the Lombardi is the expectation. If they fall short of that, it's
if the Jets lose in a wild card division, Aaron Rodgers is here. It's a huge letdown. They don't even know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be here next season.
Mm-hmm.
He's 39 years old. Like, so to me, the reason you go get an Aaron Rodgers and you trade the picks you did is to have a chance to compete for the championship.
What would be the bigger letdown? Like, if the Giants have a letdown, it's disappointing. Mm-hmm. If the Jets have a letdown, it's Shakespeare. Like, this is Romeo reacting to Mercutio's death. I cannot believe this happened. If they're 7-10 and this didn't work out and the Rodgers thing comes off the rails, it is the greatest disappointment for many Jets fans' entire lives. And, Peter, Jets fans have had a lot of them, probably in their personal lives, too. It's tough. Really tough.
Sometimes one bleeds into the other.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, for sure. I was talking to a Jets fan friend of mine. This is a real guy. His name's Will. And I say, deal on the table right now. Would you take it? 10-7? A win in the wild card round over, let's say, the Chargers, and you lose in the divisional 33-20 to the Ravens. That's the season. Would you take it? He said, in a second. Absolutely. What? I would take it. I would
so
take
that
it.
Flies in the face of
10 wins in the playoffs.
I think that's most
a playoff win.
I think they would agree with that.
If you're getting 10, that means you're probably dropping a couple primetime wins, and it's like this thing worked, and you build the next season. I don't think the Jets fans have this, we're winning the Super Bowl this year. I really don't. I think that's ludicrous in this AFC, and I don't, for all their faults, I don't think they're delusional. But if this thing is a disaster and we got Rodgers and we have all these rookies, now we spent all this money on Rodgers for nothing. Mm-hmm. We got the best quarterback ever. It still didn't work, and we wasted this years of these rookies, and we're building, and we derailed the whole thing for 6-11. I think that is cataclysmic for them. I think it's the Jets. Peter, Giants season doesn't work out. It's like, ah, damn, that's a step back. We'd still love Dable and everybody, but the Jets thing is the Shakespeare. It doesn't get bigger.
Football-wise. So let's think about it. So the Jets go all in on Rodgers, but they've got so many young players around them.
Yeah.
And if this year doesn't end in a Super Bowl championship, look, we still got Garrett Wilson. We still have Quinton Williams. We still have all these young players. Sauce. I'm going to take it from the other side. The Giants just went all in on Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Who I don't think anybody at this table or anyone at home is saying, oh, Daniel Jones is one of those guys. Like, Daniel Jones is going to someday beat Mahomes or Josh Allen in a Super Bowl.
Does he have that dog in him? Has that ever been said?
I don't know if that dog's in him. He certainly puts the work in. He certainly is well-liked. When you ask anyone around the league or the Giants about Daniel Jones, it's like, hardest worker.
Hard worker.
I want to hear awesome player. Like, I want to hear this guy's going to cut your throat out. This guy's going to be the one that makes the play. So they just went all in on Daniel Jones for $40 million for 2 years. Okay. Then you go deeper onto that. They added Darren Waller. They traded away a lot for that. The Giants, to me, it's a circumstantial thing. So the Jets, if they make the Super Bowl, it's unbelievable. If they make the playoffs, it's unbelievable. Justin Herbert plays in the AFC, and so does Josh Allen. So who at the table right now, behind Jalen Hurts, who is the second best quarterback in the NFC?
Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk
you
Cousins
say that so fast every time you get asked this question.
I like that question.
I struggled with it the other day during our quarter. I struggled with the quarterback draft in general the other day. But that was, I was shook when I was thinking about the NFC quarterback.
Last year was Goff. Yeah.
And Geno Smith.
If you ask the internet, it's Justin Fields.
Because he's
going to be MVP.
He's on his way.
MVP.
He's already won 4 Lombardis coming to the internet. But my point is this. The Giants legitimately should be a player in the NFC this year. Like, they went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
They won a playoff game last year.
Yeah.
They should be improved. They committed to their young quarterback. The Jets, a lot of the Jets stuff is like fun for now. And you really see the Jets going in and doing a run of beating Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It might happen. Mm-hmm. Giants fans would be really disappointed if they missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think the letdown directly implies with the ramp of expectation that has happened for either one of these teams. And the Giants has been a slow build. Like, bringing Daboll over, like having him win Coach of the Year, that's just the beginning. It's kind of like what we're talking about Jalen Hurts yesterday. Like, he had this Super Bowl appearance season, and then he got signed to the long-term deal. Like, this is just, you would hope, the beginning of how this recipe is getting cooked up. The Jets I can't even get any closer to have this being like a Mach 9 straight up in the air.
Sure.
The Jets, they had the Photoshop treatment going for Lamar Jackson. We're going to Photoshop this Jets jersey on Aaron Rodgers. And it was just commitment. And then anytime Lamar Jackson's name would bubble up, Jets are like, no, we're sticking with our guy because they didn't want to muddy the waters whatsoever. So I look at letdown as how fast the expectation ramping up. And for me, it has just been here for the Jets for a long time, since 2010, to here, which means the letdown would be that much greater. Yeah, I can't.
The Jets won 7 games last year. And you look at it, and it was like out of 32 teams, the Jets had the worst quarterback play. Like, not even close, the worst.
And Chris they had a receiver Trevler, had rookie of the year, despite
yes,
that.
Yes, had a receiver.
Pretty cool.
Chris Trevler was in the game for them against Jacksonville on a Thursday night game as they went through all of their quarterbacks. It was just like...
Was that on Amazon? That was a good
was.
One.
Yes.
I'm sure they were thrilled.
Al Michaels in the pouring rain.
Strevler.
Chris Trevler.
And they were in playoff contention for a majority of the season and just didn't finish strong. So to me, you look at these Jets and now having Aaron Rodgers, like, yes, the expectation is for them to play with all of those big dog quarterbacks you named in the AFC. When we look at our quarterback rankings in AFC, we're not looking at it like, oh, yeah, Rodgers is right around the bottom at 8-9. Right. No, we're looking at him to be in the top competing with the Mahomes and all of those guys, the Allen. So I look at them, the expectations through the roof.
The Jets have those expectations, and I look at the AFC East as a microcosm.
You go on.
Are you picking the Jets to win the AFC East over the Bills, the Dolphins, or the Patriots?
I expect the Jets to be right there with the Bills and the Dolphins atop that division.
Okay, if Super Bowl is the goal, you should say division for sure is theirs.
Yeah.
But the question is, the division you're in.
Why not pick him in for the division? It always comes up.
They beat the Bills
with Zach Wilson at quarterback. A really good, hard-fought win. So they'll say, like, we're next.
And they're playing the fourth place schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
Kyle, to go back to the point you were making in terms of the record and what would a good expectation be for a fan, what is the year that Aaron Rodgers needs to have or not have that makes him want to sign up for it again? Mm-hmm. Like, what is in the back of his mind, that fact that it brought him here?
Yeah.
What does he need to experience to make this more than a one-year experiment with the New York Jets?
It's a great question because it's so complicated with him. It has to do with, you know, what the leaves say and the
ego.
Bones and, you know, what he sees in the forest and ego and treatment. I still think he's only going to be there 1 year and then he's going to go to the Vikings the year after that and complete the full Favre redemption tour so he can go back at the Packers. I think he needs to be happy between here and I think they need to win, you know, and he needs to not get injured. Guy's going to be 40 this year.
I also think he has too much pride to make it just a one-year thing.
Yeah,
that would
be an
ultimate flame out of his career and I don't think he's looking for that. I think he's looking to make a point.
Unless they win the Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, guess what tomorrow is? The 148 Preakness Stakes. The Freakness, as they call it. Get your preak on. That's how they used to market it. I'm not kidding. The actual horse race released a slogan called Get Your Preak On.
I thought you were talking about Freaknik. That's something else coming up.
I don't know what that is.
I was in Atlanta in the early 2000s. I know it too well.
In honor of the legendary race, it's time for a segment we call Horsing Around. Let's go. All right, guys. We got a bugle. And we got an apostrophe after that horsing to let us know we mean business here. All right, let's get into the horse terminology. A break maiden or a earning a diploma is a horse or a rider winning the first race of their career. First ever race. The player you think can win their first Super Bowl ring this season. We're looking for someone who's been in the league for a while and is going to get that sweet, sweet ring. Peter, what do you think?
This is a 50-1 if you're following the ponies. I'm going to say Geno Smith has a shot. I think the NFC is wide open.
Mm.
Geno Smith is now entering year 33 of his life. He's been on a one-year contract for the last 4 years with the Seahawks. He finally gets the multi-term deal. And I look around the NFC. Eagles seems like a slam dunk. Guess what? We've followed the NFL a long time. Slam dunks don't exist. The Niners, it's great. Who's playing quarterback for the Niners?
I don't know.
Seahawks bring everybody back. They commit to Geno. They don't draft a quarterback at 5 or 20. They give him another wide receiver. They add a ton of talent on defense to a team that already was awesome last year and made the playoffs. I'm going to say Geno Smith might be the story of the season. And as though he might look like a long shot, he might get his first Super Bowl ring as well.
That'd be fun.
I always feel good when I go right after Peter, and I feel like I could take my answer and just Play-Doh it enough to turn it into just recreate it. So I'm going to go.
Love that Play-Doh.
Christian McCaffrey. A man who's coming on our show later. Would you look at that? 49ers, since the NFC is wide open, doesn't really matter who's playing quarterback for the 49ers because as long as you can get the ball to Christian McCaffrey, who exploded onto the scene last year when he was traded at the end of October. The Christian McCaffrey Panthers experience was awesome for him statistically, just plagued by injuries from time to time, and you saw the potential there. He was a star on a fledgling team at times. He goes to the 49ers, and it's, oh my goodness gracious, what could Kyle Shanahan do with this? I had the color last year with the Lombardi, and I was using all the crayons to color out, because that's what Kyle Shanahan does with his playbook. You've got CMC, you've got George Kittle, you've got Debo Samuel. The creativity of this offense, again, does not matter who is playing playing quarterback, but if Christian McCaffrey can get himself a win in a Super Bowl in a wide-open NFC, then I think that is a veteran that would be wildly deserving.
Yeah, for CMC to go off, a guy has to block for him, and that guy is Trent Williams. And he is a guy who's been in the league for a long time.
He has.
And I want to see him get a ring. The way he mauls people, the way he plays the game, the way he comes in with his coach holding the boombox, that is what I want to see. A guy play like that. His rough 10 Pro Bowls has been unbelievable throughout his career. Top five pick. It goes from the Commanders now to the 49ers. It's just been a really good football player. And I love old guys winning rings at this stage in their career. But there's another guy on the 49ers that I want to talk about and want to see him get a ring. Yeah. You guys may not know the name, but I'm going with a guy, T.Y. McGill, undrafted out of NC State in 2015. I was teammates with this guy in 2017, and he has been on a ton of teams. We talked about Josh Johnson as a journeyman. This guy, 14 different stops on 10 different teams. This is what an NFL career can look like. Yes, we have your Trent Williams where you come in, you're right at the top. Then you see a guy like T.Y. McGill, and you see just logo after logo after logo. And I want to see somebody like him win a ring all of these years playing on different teams. I remember we were sitting in the cafeteria in Cleveland. He would brag about how good the food was as, of course, a defensive lineman. But we'll talk about the teams he'd been on in his journey, still playing in the league team after team, but still earning a paycheck. I would like to see him get a ring.
T.Y. McGill. Tell me, at some point, the Colts had two players named T.Y. That's what are the odds? Incredible. It's kind of like a horse racing thing. They got unusual names. Also, they have unusual terms. A trifecta bet. It's a wager where you have to correctly select the first three horses in a race order to win, place, and show. First, second, and third. Let's try it, guys. Let's predict the top three leading rushers for the 2023 season. So the person third, second, and then the rushing title winner next year. Peter, try to stick the trifecta.
This is tough. I'm going to go with Nick Chubb as my rushing champion.
A Brown.
Number one overall. I think he's going to do it. Cool. This is finally his year where he gets the crown because every year he's number two or number three. This is the year he stays healthy the whole way through and he does it. Number two, I got Jonathan Taylor. Remember him? Jonathan Taylor was his player.
No.
He played for the Colts. And 2 years ago was basically the biggest star in football. Then last year, the Colts were one of the worst teams, and he was injured, and we never mentioned his name after Thanksgiving.
We've heard more from Jonathan Taylor Thomas in the last year than Jonathan Taylor.
It's true.
Incredible.
It's true. And number three, I'm going Christian McCaffrey. Jamie mentioned he's joining our show in a bit. I still think it's outrageous. McCaffrey was not voted to the All-Pro team. I thought what he did last year for the 49ers totally changed their team, totally changed the NFC, and he was one of the true impact players of the NFL. This year, I think he's going to be third in rushing. Pretty stock. No crazy names here. There's always a crazy name that comes out.
McCaffrey lost the Comeback Player of the Year award to Geno Smith, who came back from being a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that was it.
Make it make sense.
Being back from not being that good of a player? I don't understand.
Peter, I see you. I'm going 3-2-1 on my board. I see you on the Nick Chubb experience. I think Derrick Henry's going to have a great year because what are the Titans doing at quarterback? But could we see a rookie lead all rushers for the first time since Ezekiel Elliott did it back in 2016? He had over 1,600 receiving yards. But I'm seeing Bijan Robinson's Atlanta Falcons rookie season, because we all know the running back is back, go more a la Eric Dickerson of the 1983 rushing title, over 1,800 yards as a rookie. He ran.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah,
that's
big. Why not?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Why not? But since they won't pay these guys in a second contract anyways, you might as well make use of him. So, Bijan, have yourself a rookie season.
Damn right, Jamie. Yeah, it's May 19th. Why the hell not?
Exactly.
1,800.
It'd be fun watching them in Arthur Smith's offense. I'm going 1-2-3 here. At the very top, I am going Jonathan Taylor. I think him with that Colts offense, rookie quarterback, he's going to be getting a ton of carries. The one thing about my list, these guys are one running back systems. Kareem Hunt not re-signed with the Browns. Nick Chubb will be in there carrying the load. And then at the very bottom there, you see a guy, Kenneth Walker. You just said there's always somebody that jumps on the scene, and I think it'll be Kenneth Walker, a guy who dealt with some injuries last year in Seattle, being there, being healthy, getting a rock in his hands. This is my three in the order that I think is going
to
be.
It's fun to talk running backs. This is really fun. Henry, number three. He's old. He's washed up. Be careful.
Yeah.
Number two, Damian Pierce, the Houston Texans. The Texans will look wildly different next year. New coach, new quarterback, new everything. And a name we have not mentioned at number one. Peter did a very precise state of the nation of his team in the opening segment, and I don't think he said this guy's name.
Wow, in a franchise tag.
Saquon Barkley on the tag. No long term. Motivated as hell. The most talented runner of the football in the National Football League is going to have a massive 2023 with the rushing title in tow.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football, lively Friday morning here. We are pleased to be joined by Indianapolis Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin.
Zaire, what's up? Let's go.
How we doing?
What's going on, gang? How you guys doing today?
Awesome. And the Colts have this fresh feel to them right now. Everyone's excited about what you guys are going to do in 2023. You yourself had an excellent 2022. 166 tackles, fourth most in the entire NFL. And by far, the career high for you. I know everyone wasn't talking about the Colts by the end of the year, but they were talking about you individually. What do you think was the difference between 2022 and the years prior?
You know, for me, really just, you know, opportunity. Sometimes they always say, you know, just a fresh set of eyes. Getting, you know, Coach Bradley to come in, the relationship I was able to build with him and Coach Smith, my linebackers coach, something I just kind of felt early. It was something we were able to build on, you know, to continue to build my game and, you know, work on it and get better, you know, week by week. And, you know, thankfully I was able to, you know, put together a good season. You know, it didn't go the way we wanted, but, you know, definitely something to build on for next year for sure.
Yeah, definitely something to build on. As a former DB, I look at that when my linebacker has 166 tackles. Wow. Those are all tackles that I didn't have to make. So I know the DBs on your team, they appreciate you. And the Colts, you guys have been in the headlines over the last few weeks, obviously drafting Anthony Richardson fourth overall. What's it been like having him in the building, seeing him with that big smile on his face? And then I have a question I need you to give me an answer to. What are the chances that Anthony Richardson is the starting quarterback in week one?
Jason.
Let the cat out the bag.
He getting spicy already. But I'll just say, you know, it's been great. You know, obviously, you know, the season we had, you know, a lot of uncertainty in the offseason. Feels good to kind of have a sense of direction. You know, young AR in the building, man, I'll just say, man, he's a great energy, great, humble young kid, man. Was just thirsty to get better, thirsty to learn, man. You know, you could just kind of see him getting there early, you know, working on things, trying to do the best he can. And, you know, for me, AR, man, you know, we haven't had a chance to really compete yet. You know, OTA start up next week. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. Got to let him know what it is. But I'm confident that, you know, he'll be out there. He'll be ready. He'll be proven. Obviously, our head coach is going to be working with him closely. What are the chances? You know what I mean? I don't know. I got to be able to see it next week. But I personally think it's probably likely, though.
Probably likely, though.
I hear that. I mean, he looks incredibly talented. Based on what you've seen so far, we're way into it. We'll take that. And they're not going to let you within 50 miles of him on the practice field, are you? You're not even close. Listen, Zaire, last year, who cares? Over, unusual year, new start.
new coach, Shane Steichen, is your head coach. What's the first couple of months been like? What kind of difference do you see in the building, under the culture? How's it been?
It's been, like I said, another brush of fresh air. Coach Steichen, you know, he just bring that energy. He bring that drive. You know, he's coming from, you know, obviously successful situation. He's kind of hungry to prove himself. You know, and obviously I think he's looking forward to the challenge of turning this thing around. Let's get it rolling this year. You know, just kind of just the energy, even watching him break down film in the team room, just hearing from offensive mind and his attacking personality and how he just likes to get after it and really, you know, pick apart defenses. You know, we know just from competing against him last year when we played against the Eagles, just how talented of a play caller he is and how talented of a game plan coach he is. So, you know, just to have him on our side, just telling the other day, just the opportunity to kind of hear from him, just break down different situations and different scenarios that they go through as an offense is just helping me as a defensive player. So just his mind and just kind of the energy that he bring in the building has just been a good boost, man. It's fun and work. You know, he liked the music. He turned up with us and stuff like that. So, you know, we definitely looking forward to, you know, taking that field with him this fall.
That's a good feeling. You know, Zaire, when you answered Peter's question earlier, you used a very specific phrase that I want to bring back, which is fresh set of eyes. And that's what feels like the AFC South is at quarterback. You're going to have Anthony Richardson, maybe, probably, likely, according to you. C.J. Stroud, maybe Will Levis, and Trevor Lawrence all of a sudden is the veteran quarterback in the division. See him all twice a year. That's a fresh set of quarterbacks right there. What's it like preparing for young quarterbacks in your division? How do you go about that? And what do you make of this group of QBs?
You know, I think just one thing when you're dealing with young players, first of all, you got to understand it's a learning curve. So just looking at the schedule, you know, some guys we get to play early on. You know, we know we start early on with Houston and we play them again later in the season. Just understanding that, you know, the CJ that we might play week two might not be the same CJ we're going to play later in the year just based on the progression. So, you know, really just got to take it week by week. Obviously give them different looks, obviously make them uncomfortable and, you know, put them in such positions that, you know, where, you know, they got to react and just kind of see things that they never seen before. But I think it's just an exciting time in AFC South. Obviously a lot of changeover, a lot of new faces for new programs. And, you know, I think, you know, the young quarterback who really puts that time in and works to develop his game, you know, week by week, day by day, is going to be the one that, you know, is able to separate himself from our division with all of them coming in to similar situations. And, you know, just back to AR, you know, I really feel like he's just the type of young guy who's really just looking to take advantage of his situation, coming in with a great locker room and with a great staff and, you know, with just that hunger to get better every single day. So I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to watching him succeed. And as defensive players, you know, I know Jason, you know, agree with me. When you sit on the sideline, you love being able to watch your offense put up big numbers and run it up. So I'm looking forward to seeing what him and JT look like in that backfield for sure.
Love it, man. Zaire, you're an awesome guest. You had an awesome season last year, and we are as excited as you are for your team, the Indianapolis Colts. Best wishes to you and good luck this season, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys having me.
Jason, you won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. You played for four different teams.
I won Brady a Super Bowl, you mean?
You won Brady a Super Bowl, but you also have a good awareness for who the underrated quarterbacks were in your time playing.
The sneaky good ones.
Sneaky good ones.
How many quarterbacks right now would Brady be better than this fall? A lot.
Entire NFC.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. We've been talking quarterbacks all week with GM QB, and now I'm here and I'm going to finish out the week with a new top five list, one that's kind of personal to me. I'm going to give you guys my sneaky top five good quarterbacks during my playing days. You see it? Let's get this list started. Number five is going to be a little controversial. I want to know what you guys think at the table and at home. Number five, I am going with Colin Kaepernick.
Go on.
A guy whose career was cut short, didn't play. His last year was only 29 years old. Obviously, all the off-the-field stuff, his activism and different things. Have your own opinion on it. That is not why we are here today. But we're here to appreciate the two seasons where he was unbelievable. Stepped on the scene after Alex Smith, took his 49ers to the Super Bowl, and when Cap got out there, you could not figure out how to stop him early on. This guy had 90-something yard runs. He was all over the place, throwing the ball, strong arm. Colin Kaepernick was a ton of fun to watch, to play against, but he was hard to stop in that San Francisco offense, obviously under Jim before he left to go to Michigan. So Colin Kaepernick coming in number five on my list, a guy whose career could have been better if he was able to continue playing, but never got picked up. That was number five. At number four on my list, I'm going with a quarterback that everybody knows went to Harvard. This is a guy who is on TV now, just starting a commercial for Amazon Prime. We may not even remember his playing career when he's done playing football, when he's done playing, doing the broadcasting thing, but Ryan Fitzpatrick. This guy played for so many teams, starting for a number of them, and Fitz was the type of guy where he was sneaky good because some Sundays you go out there and he'd be sneaky bad. You didn't know if he was going to throw three interceptions or torch you for four touchdowns. But you knew when you were playing against him, he was going to bring passion. He would try to run you over to pick up a first down on third. This guy loved the game of football, and I got a chance to be teammates with him for a season. He would go in and he would challenge practice squad players every day in practice. If you get a pick on me, I will give you $200 from practice. That's the type of competition really? He would want every single day. Not lying. That was Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that was the energy and the mojo that he brought to your team. Coming in at number three, I'm going with a guy who was battle-tested. Alex Smith went through a tough injury, came in as the first overall pick, but this guy was a really good quarterback throughout his career, beyond sneaky good. This guy, obviously going as a number one pick, had the fourth most wins of a number one pick ever. Listen to some of the names that were before him. John Elway, Eli Manning, Terry Bradshaw, and Peyton Manning. Those are the only four names in front of him for wins for a number one quarterback being drafted.
That's good.
Yes,
that a lot.
You don't know stuff like that. Alex Smith, a really good football player, Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers, and obviously finishing in Washington. Another guy that's on TV and is fun to watch. From Alex Smith, we go to number two. And there's another guy who's in the booth, the Wizardry. I'm talking about Tony Romo. You don't have to remember him from the bobbled snap. Tony Romo put up big numbers. Undrafted player, Dallas Cowboys, America's team, and Tony Romo was a really good quarterback. This guy for the Cowboys has a ton of records for them, all-time this, all-time that. Tony Romo was the guy. Look at his full screen right here. Third in wins, passing yards, passing TDs, passer rating, all of those things, number one on the list. Tony Romo was so much fun to go against, so much fun to watch. And the thing I like most was this guy was undrafted. Undrafted, had to come in, had to earn his way, sat behind Drew Bledsoe, then got his opportunity and took off with it. And finally, for number one of sneaky good quarterbacks during my playing days, I am going with one, Carson Palmer.
Go on.
This guy, yes. Carson Palmer, a really good quarterback. I mean, we have to remember, this guy was throwing the ball to Chad Johnson on one side and Terrell Owens on the other side. I could not imagine what those practices were like. Only player in NFL history with 4,000 yards in a season with three different teams. More career passing touchdowns, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Dan Fouts, Jim Cully, and Warren Moon. This guy, number one overall pick in 2003 out of USC, Carson Palmer, big arm, rated to the Super Bowl with the Cardinals. I'm going with Carson Palmer, sneaky good list at number one. This is my list. One guy, Peter said to me before we started, Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub is probably the one guy you say, yeah, he probably belongs on the list. Not going to lie, make your arguments. Matt Schaub, another really good quarterback. But, guys, I want to know, what do you think of the list? Shreggs, what you got?
All right, here, I love this list. I love everything about it. I love the era. I love that you... The common denominator on all these guys, they didn't win crap. None of these guys won a Super Bowl, right? So I guess if you win a Super Bowl, can you not be sneaky good? Because I'm waiting for you to say Joe Flacco's name the entire time you're up there. And I'm like, Flacco had the greatest playoff run of all time. Flacco went 11
touchdowns. Was he sneaky good, though?
Not sneaky enough.
Is he not sneaky enough? Yeah, that's the question. Is that like an obvious that we say that?
Flacco, while he was playing the Super Bowls and doing those things, he was one of the better quarterbacks, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Same with a Matt Ryan as well.
The opposite end of the Flacco conversation wasn't the joke always like, is he elite? Like, if you're going to ask if a guy is elite, I don't think they can be underrated. I love the Romo. Because I think the more we hear Tony on Sundays, that's kind of become the Tony Romo that people know. Mm-hmm. And then you look back at why he's known. And you're right. Like, we should no longer look at just, like, his botches, if you will. Like, you have to appreciate the whole body of work. He was so fun to watch.
Oh, he was awesome. I would like to hear Romo call a Romo game. Really fun. Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
$200 for an interception.
Yeah.
Was there any incentive if he beat them for a touchdown? And did this happen often? I've never heard this.
No incentive. Because think about it. If you're the quarterback, you're the guy. You're supposed to be able. This is the scout team defense. You're supposed to go out there and dominate against them. Yeah. Fitz goes in. We were in Tennessee. Remember, Jake Locker was our starter. He goes down. Fitz takes over, and Fitz would go out there, and he wanted to get the best out of them. So for a guy on practice squad, you come in there,
cool.
$200 cash when you walk out, it's
I kind of like these. Many of these guys had a bizarre chapter in their career. Yeah. You know, Fitzpatrick's. Carson Palmer Raiders highlights are really strange to look at. It was a strange little chapter, pre-Cardinals.
Retirement.
Post-Bengals retirement. Like, that is a strange chapter for your number one guy. Also number one overall pick.
Yeah.
It's a good list, Jay. Very good list. We got a big-time guest joining our show.
We do?
Christian McCaffrey.
Pretty cool.
N'Kobe Dean. We got some guys coming on Good Morning Football, and it's not just David Jarenka.
CMC.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.